The doctor's given her ladyship an injection, sir. She's much quieter now.
Get him to ring up the nursing home, will you, Fox? The sooner she's out of here, the better.
That's already been taken care of. What should I do about Miss Tinkerton? She keeps asking to see her ladyship.
Let her stay where she is. No one's to leave the house. I'm going to take a look at his lordship. You can come with us, Bathgate, if you promise not to be sick, and then we'll all meet together in the drawing room.
Very well, sir. I'll tell Mr. Henry and Miss Roberta.
What sort of epitaph can be written for the late Lord Wotherwood? Killed by cupidity and mutilated in the interests of black magic?
Dear old Giggle, what a terrible way to go.
I imagine that if he'd been asked, he'd have preferred it.
Preferred it to what?
To the big drop.
What?
Good God, is Giggle our murderer? But I thought he wasn't even in the building when it happened.
It was Miss Grey who gave me the vital clue.
Me? What did I say?
That after Lord Wotherwood had called out for his wife the second time, you heard the lift go down and then come up again.
You mean there was a trip down and up that wasn't accounted for?
But it can't have gone all the way down. The commissionaire said that the lift didn't come down to the hall until your brother brought it down with Lord and Lady Wotherwood in it. And even then it didn't reach the ground floor because her ladyship started screaming and the lift went back up again.
So the only explanation was the trip that Miss Grey heard must have stopped at one of the other floors. So what actually happened was that Giggle walked down to the second floor and summoned the lift down, with Lord Wotherwood sitting in it. When it arrived, he slipped in, rammed the skewer into Wotherwood's eye, and sent the lift back up again. Then he walked on down as if nothing had happened.
But what possible reason could he have had for killing his master?
Well, to start with, there was his legacy, £300 a year, and the property.
But surely that isn't any...
While we were at Deep Acres, I discovered that there are plans to build a new railway line which will run directly across Giggle's piece of property. He would have received a very tidy sum by way of compensation.
And did Aunt V know that Giggle was the murderer? Is that why she killed him?
She didn't kill him. The razor was in her hand, but she didn't kill him.
Then who did?
You had a look at the corpse, Fox?
Yes, sir.
So what sort of murderer could inflict that sort of injury from behind the head of a victim lying on his right side in a bed by the left-hand wall of a room?
A left-handed murderer, Mr. Allen.
So, who?
Tinkerton, Bathgate. Tinkerton.
Tinkerton?
She was the Lady Macbeth of the Enterprise. Oh. She knew, I'm certain, that Wotherwood was going to cut his wife out of the will, and that put her own very considerable expectations from her ladyship in jeopardy. And I fancy she knew about the new railway as well. She must have told Giggle that he had to act fast before Wotherwood got to hear of it and changed his mind. He was very stupid and easily manipulated by a woman like her. I imagine it was she who devised the business of the lift.
But in that case, why did she kill him?
Because he'd lost his nerve, gone to pieces completely. He was sweating like a pig the last time Fox and I talked to him, and he came close to blurting out the whole thing. And when they got back here to Brummel Street, Tinkerton saw the state he was in and knew that he was too dangerous. She couldn't afford to take the risk.
But none of this explains why that crazy woman cut off her husband's hand.
Well, Lady Wotherwood, as we all know, is obsessed with the occult. So obsessed that she'd paid for her enthusiasm with what little remained of her wits. As she'd read about the magical powers of the severed hand of a man who'd been hanged or met a violent death, and she had a corpse under her own roof, and the opportunity to carry out this very unpleasant deed.
It's horrible. It's disgusting.
Tinkerton had always been deeply involved in her mistress's magical experiments. That scrap of paper you found at Deep Acres, Bathgate, was not in her ladyship's writing, and I suspect it was copied out by Tinkerton. She realised that she could make it appear that Lady Wotherwood had murdered Giggle.
But what was the hand actually supposed to do?
To put all the inhabitants of the house into a deep sleep or deprive them of all motion. Be as the dead for the dead man's sake, as the poet puts it.
Well, it didn't have much effect on us.
Oh, well, we couldn't wake the nurse.
And Constable Bailey was in a corner of the kitchen, dead to the world, as you might say.
You don't mean that the thing actually worked?
No, Bathgate, I think you'll find that Tinkerton has slipped a morphia tablet into their tea. But it was enough to convince Lady Wotherwood.
I suppose that was why she felt free to scream out her magical gobbledygook at the top of her voice.
Tinkerton told her to go to the room at the end of the corridor where the body of Giggle was lying. She may even have persuaded her that the little master required a sacrifice.
Who on earth is the little master?
The devil, Bathgate. By the time her ladyship had found Giggle stretched out on the bed in the candlelight with his throat cut and had picked up the razor, she probably had no idea whether she'd murdered him or not. She's been taken into a private nursing home. I fear she may never recover her wits. But perhaps that's just as well.